But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Cheerleader, everyone thinks I'm a hater all the time.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, people, it's funny, especially around. I remember vividly going into the playoff series last year. And I'm just bringing up last year because I want to put this in some context.
Mm-hmm. Is this an I told you so?
No, it's one of those ones where I remember having similar conversation about the things that you were having trepidation and the things that you should look out for. And people were calling me mad at me because I wasn't all in. I didn't push all the chips all in.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So it's an I told you so.
No, it's not.
It's just to remember when I was right.
No, it's just that. Y'all need to back up off of me when I be dropping these pearls of wisdom. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, you might not agree with what I'm saying, but at the end of the day, you need to ask yourself, self, you know, I know Hugh says a lot of crazy things and he flubs words all the time.
A lot of crazy things.
But when he's locked in on a Friday, football Friday, that brother drops knowledge. And did you know what you need to tell yourself like right now? Damn, he did say Notre Dame was going to win last night, too. He did say that.
You know what I like about this? When we only point out the wins, we forget the losses. We forget the times where you sat here, like, you know, you put your glasses on like Mr. Analyst. You told us to watch out for something, and the opposite happened. We ignore those.
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
If I recall, the last time I called for a blowout and you told me to relax was against the Cowboys in Dallas. And then they went there and they blew the doors off them. You told me division games and you can't take them lightly.
Yeah, I did.
For
5 minutes, y'all were sweating just
and
for
then,
five.
And then they blew the doors off. 2-1-5.
I revel in those 5 minutes where it looked like I was on to something.
I'm sure you did, bud.
Well, that's
all I need is 5 minutes.
That's someone that's truly committed to their take. So you could take the small wins in them. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to two hypotheticals for Sunday that seem like small things. They could end up big things. We'll get to those in a couple minutes. Back to your phone calls here. Coming up at 12, Dorsey Levins at 1:30 today. The new head coach of Delaware State, DeSean Jackson, will join us. We will have Big Game Dante. Some are dubbing him the Packer Slayer. He's going to be in with us at the end of the show to sing the national anthem. And Ike Reese serving as the judge, jury, and executioner for Hugh's Beard at 1 o'clock in studio. Yep. Let's talk to who we got here. We got Terrence. Terrence is up. What's up, Terrence?
Hugh, Joe, Ike, Kyle, what's up?
Yeah, what's up, Terrence?
We're part of the same tribe.
Lock in, Terrence.
I had just mentioned Ike. Let's give Terrence a break.
Wake up back there.
I expect that from other people, not from Terrence, though.
This bear thing, man.
I'm distraught.
Y'all just mentioned Ike.
I'm kidding, Terrence. You good.
He was just trying to deflect today because he's scared of the Packers.
Kyle and Joe been like bloodhounds for this beard, man. They've been like bloodhounds to get this beard. But I want to say for the Philadelphia Eagles, man, if you don't think this is a locked game, then you got to be on them gummies or something, man, because if the Philadelphia Eagles lose this game, you don't think Nick Sirianni's out of here? You don't think they're going to make some changes coming up during the season, next year? You're facing a team with a banged-up quarterback. You're facing a team with their top defense wide receiver down the field. I don't need a Nick Sirianni from earlier in the year that wasn't decided on the decisions he was going to make. He was flip-flopping and wasn't sticking to his guns. I need a Nick Sirianni that coached down the stretch that was blowing these teams out. They had their foot on their necks that was stumping these teams out. I need the Philadelphia Eagles that was locking these wide receivers down, shutting them down with Tomlin Bay. I need the Philadelphia Eagles and these young guys, Jalen Carter, I need these guys to come out and dominate. Because, look, there's no tomorrow. You lose this game, it's over, and Nick Sirianni don't know your future is up in the air. They're already talking about you. I hope you don't come to this game nervous. I hope you come into this game coaching like your life depends on it. Because there's no tomorrow. You got these guys in their prime. You have A.J. Brown, Smith, Hurts, Barkley. They're all in their prime. We cannot be out here wasting seasons. This is... Like, I know we got a tough stretch, but Well, you got a banged up Detroit team. Like, you got a Green Bay Packers team. The Buccaneers, they're not the same team either. You got the Washington Redskins. Everybody say that pass is hard. But look, we're the best team in the NFL. There's no reason that we should come out here flat. Jalen Hurts, if you're out of concussion protocol, I need to come out here all guns smoking, man, all guns blazing. Let's get this W. We're locked to win this game. Let's dominate this game. Let's kick their ass. Let's go put the cheese on the trap, and let's eat that cheese.
Man. Now we're talking, Terrence. See, Terrence gets it. Were you listening? Were you taking notes there?
Nah.
No? You? Come on.
No, I mean, I heard what he was saying, though.
All right, Terrence, good phone call.
I didn't take no notes, though. I didn't take no notes.
I mean, you ask us to listen to your analysis. We're trying to give you the reality.
When he called me Ike, I checked out.
Then I think we give him a pass on that.
I mean, yeah, but
it's the first time he's done it.
Yeah, but still, he called me.
I know. But I had just mentioned Ike was going to be on with us.
Yeah, but that's still, I mean, come on, man. Know your black people.
Okay.
I mean, because you know who Ike's on.
I'm gonna write that one down as a note for my day.
Lorraine,
in the Northeast. What's up, Lorraine?
What's going on, Lorraine?
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Good, Lorraine. What's up?
Well, I've been on hold for a while, but
it's Kyle's.
We're talking about this game against the Packers. Never step a toe on a field unless, I mean, you. There's no guarantees in anything. And Sirianni messed up Jake Elliott, and I'm afraid of that piece.
Ooh, so what? How do you? What? Give me your perspective on this. What? How do you think he messed him up?
I think that a field goal kicker, the position is a mental part of the game, and when you're on the 30-yard line, and it's fourth down and three, and most of the time you're going for the field goal. So you're juiced, but then the coach changes his mind. And that messes those kind of players, that position, that messes them up.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we don't know what happened to Elliott, right? He's been such a good Eagles kicker for years, and this year he has not been as good. But this is possible that he kind of fell out of rhythm because they weren't using him as much, especially early in the season, and then maybe he felt they didn't trust him. I mean, who knows? And then he hasn't been the same for 50-plus the whole season.
Absolutely, and it's an important part of a football game. I mean, 55... 56, 57, 58 yards is a long way to go, and you got to have them locked in to get that field goal. It's important.
You do, and he hasn't, and for whatever reason, he hasn't found that all year. Lorraine, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's throw a couple hypotheticals out there. We'll discuss them on how we think it would go and how we think it could go. Now, both these things I'm about to mention might not happen, and they might not be a big deal. But, Hugh, they also could be. Like, in the playoffs, little things become big things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go with off of what Lorraine was just saying there. Jake Elliott, all right? I'm going to paint a picture for everybody, and then you tell me what you would do if you were Nick Sirianni on Sunday. Ready for this, Hugh Douglas?
Listening.
All right. First quarter of the game on Sunday. Eagles have the football.
Mm-hmm.
They have a fourth and four on the Packers' 34-yard line. So they're driving, fourth and four. Obviously not tush-push territory. It's a fourth and four, right? It's a legitimate, you know, conversion they have to have. At that point in the field, it's a 52-yard field goal attempt from the 34, right? You move back the 8 yards for the kick, 52. Would you kick that? Would you try the 52-yarder with Elliott to see if he's there or what he's got, or do you go for it on fourth and four to try to move the ball closer and obviously score a touchdown?
Oh, okay. You said in the first quarter?
First quarter.
What's the score?
0-0.
I let him kick.
You go. You kick the field goal.
I kick the field goal. Okay. I let him kick. I give him. I let him get it warm it up for him. Yeah, I let him kick.
Kyle.
Yeah, I mean that's the perfect opportunity to at least see if you can trust Jake Elliott for not only the game but the rest of the postseason. I would much rather find that out in the first quarter in a 0-0 game than have him come in cold in the fourth quarter when you need a game winning kick and not have any idea if he's going to be solid or not. Like. It just feels like the perfect time to find out what you have in the kicker. I mean, like, and look, if he misses, then you know the rest of the game, these situations, I go for it. And then you know that if you get out of that game, you might need to find another guy for the rest of the postseason. Like, it's a really important thing to find out and know about Jake Elliott.
So I understand what both you're saying. Let me play devil's advocate, Hugh. You go for it. You go for the field goal, right? He misses. Have you now lost his confidence and the game 2.5 hours later, you have to kick a 52-yarder to win the game. What's he feeling like? Like, I understand the intel, right? Like, what's to lose? Kyle just said you figure out where he is. Could he make one? But if he misses that, he's sitting there thinking about it, and then you might need him later in the game without any choice, right? If it's a tie game in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. you're kicking the field goal. I'm worried about
you're worried about
his psyche.
You're worried about the failure in that easy moment.
Right, not about – because he can miss and you still win the game, right? It's not a high-leverage moment. It's the first quarter. I'm worried about what if he misses a kick he hasn't made all year. Well, then what is he thinking later?
Well, let's be honest. If you're in a situation at the end of the game where, say, we're down a point, it's a must-make field goal 50 yards at the end of the game.
You obviously have to give him the
kick. You're not – like, that doesn't change how you operate.
No,
you
but it changes. He's already seen it go left or right.
That's fine. But, like, I mean, I guess at that point, if he misses that first field goal, then you know that he's just off. Like, that doesn't – I don't think that changes necessarily or has, like, a ripple effect at the end of the game. It just means, like, hey, he's off, and you're probably crapping your pants a little bit more. But, I mean, big whoop. Like, you need him to make that regardless.
So, big whoop.
No, it's – I mean, like it, whether he makes a field goal in the first quarter or not, if you're in a must-kick situation there
– Yeah, I got to go to
that
him
doesn't
again.
Change how you operate. You have to go get it.
Yeah. You got to shake that off, Jake. And I would tell him, if he missed, hey, bro, shake it off. We got a lot of football left to play. I'm going to need you.
He's shaking off a whole year of misses from 50
Yeah, punts. But I'm still going to him. And I'm going to put him in those situations because let me tell you how I'm looking at this game. Because I know it's a hypothetical and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I got the number one defense in the playoffs. And I'm not saying that. Like, I know we've been laughing and giggling about defense as a luxury, not a necessity, and all that other good stuff.
We're not laughing.
But when you talk about every team in the playoffs, every last one of them, you have the best defense in the league, so much so that we're sitting here going back and forth on how many points they gave up this year. 17.8, 16.1, whatever it is.
Well, we all know the answer. But
yeah, 17.8.
No.
But the point is this. I feel comfortable in any – that's why I feel so comfortable with Kenny Two Gloves, or if for that matter, if we want to throw it in there, Tanner McKee, if something happens to Kenny Two Gloves. Because our defense, we have coaches, and I feel that we have enough personnel and talent on that side of the ball against this Green Bay Packers team that we can go in there and if something happened to Jalen, God forbid, we can still win this game. That's how confident I am about that because this defense is that good. And defense, the one thing that's always been said in NFL, like the year that the San Francisco 49ers went, defense travels well. If we got that defense, that now that's our defense. Our defense is the Kansas City defense that we talked about last year, the vaunted defense that won the Super Bowl. We got that defense this year.
Finally, you said it. I mean, it only took you 2.5 months, 3 months.
No, I'm saying, but they did give up 17.8 points.
That's debatable. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, the other hypothetical for Sunday. This isn't really like a might happen. It's just something to keep an eye out on. And we said it off air to each other yesterday. I'm going to say it on the air right now. Nick Sirianni better make this a point emphasis. So, Hugh, yesterday.
I don't give a shit.
To me, this is coaching 101.
You better get him. Right.
Okay. Let me just say this now. If this doesn't happen, and we get dinged for this, and then after the game they ask the players said that this was never brought up to them. It's ridiculous because it's just so simple. Bring it up. Make sure it's a point emphasis. All right. So, yesterday CBS Sports put this out. The NFL has made its enforcement of sportsmanship rules a point of emphasis this season. And the league reminded the 14 teams of the playoffs about that heading into wildcard weekend.
Oh, you mean like taunting and
yes.
all that other stuff.
So yeah. the league's senior vice president of officiating sent a memo to head coaches and general managers of teams in the postseason on Wednesday to reiterate, quote, the importance of sportsmanship in the games in the coming weeks. Basically telling them, hey, this matters. We don't want this. And we don't want to have to throw players out in playoff games. Hugh, 3 weeks ago, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson got thrown out of a game for the same nonsense. So here's what I need to say. I need to ask Sirianni. Make sure the players know about this, right?
They know.
Okay, well, that's it. Now, he can't control what they do on the field, but he has to make sure it's for two players in particular in my head, Jalen Carter and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Hugh, those guys have to be reminded this week, hey, they're on the lookout for this. They're going to ding you with at least 15 yards if you do something silly. First of all, we can't have the penalty. But second, Hugh, we saw what happened in Washington. Chauncey Gardner Johnson got thrown out of the game. Like, they got to be careful this week, because that's just, you can't do that in the playoffs.
If I'm being honest, I'm probably more worried about Jalen Carter than Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Because he already got thrown out?
Well, I look at CJ GJ. He's a little bit more under control in circumstances like this. Jalen seems a little bit more like a loose cannon. I love Jalen. I'm not saying that in a negative, but it just seems like at times it might be a little harder to reel him in.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to CJ GJ. CJ looked like the type of cat, you'd be like, yo, dog, calm down. And he'll calm down. But Jalen looked like once he get going, man, it take a lot to get him back on track.
Yeah, the fact that they send this memo to teams makes me think that they're gonna be
looking.
Yeah, they don't want this, and I guess it's just for a perception of the product and people watching. They don't want the taunting. I mean, you might not mind it, but the NFL doesn't want it, so
yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't want to be made an example out of.
Exactly,
either.
Especially in such a high profile game. 215-592-9494. Orlando's in Wilmington. What's up, Orlando?
Good day, sir. Good Friday, all of y'all, man. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, buddy.
What's going on,
what
man?
Are you thinking here?
Oh, man, I'm thinking a lot, man. I'm a Commanders fan, by the way, y'all. Yes, I'm very excited y'all got me on, because all y'all sound like y'all nervous, man, about y'all game. What's
well, that would be Hugh over here.
No, I'm not nervous. I'm an analyst. I analyze stuff.
Okay, well, I'm analyzing you being nervous.
I'm an analyst.
Well, analyze this for a minute. Look, check out, though, the truth. You can't take Green Bay lightly, because if they run the ball a little bit, they got that recipe. I mean, I know they banged up. If they want to run the ball and make Jalen Hurts beat them, because Jalen Hurts not that good. He only can run. So you want to kind of stop the run in Philly.
Sound like you're this backhanded.
Well, I mean, he's a Commanders fan.
Yeah. Well, what y'all got for Tampa Bay?
You going to win?
Oh, it's easy. I ain't even thinking about it. Because if y'all lose,
not even thinking about that. Your team's in a playoff game.
Yeah, what
on
are you
Sunday.
Talking about? Why are you calling us talking about our team? Aren't you worried about Tampa Bay?
No, not at all.
That's insane. I mean, your team's an underdog on Sunday.
You know, yeah, I mean, technically.
No, for real. We behind your heels, man. Wherever we go to get, we got to get through y'all.
No, you're not. You're not behind.
Well, you actually probably have to go to Detroit first, but that doesn't matter.
No. Detroit is last. We'll see them in the third round.
That's not how it works. If the Eagles win and the Commanders win, the Commanders go to Detroit next, Orlando. You got to play the Lions next, then the Eagles.
Okay. But if y'all lose, then what? We get a Green Bay game at home, right?
Man, listen.
You
got a lot to figure out, buddy.
We'll redo the bracket later. Orlando, appreciate the phone call. See?
God forbid the Commanders have one good season and then we get this
right
nonsense.
Right on our heels. Look, they're on an upward trajectory, but like I don't anticipate them winning multiple playoff games.
So we shouldn't take the Packers lightly, but he has no questions whatsoever that the Commanders are going to go and beat the Bucks on the road.
Delusional Friday. It's what it's become. Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Joe. What's up?
Hey. Hey, you, man. I am all over your assessment of the game this weekend. Joe, you need to pump the brakes a little bit.
I'm an analyst. I'm an analyst, Joe.
I love it. You know what I love? I love your thinking with your head, not with your heart.
That's Joe. That's my partner every day. Thanks
you know,
for his
you know
heart
what I'm talking
day.
About? Hey, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you why. And a couple things. One, I think we're concerned. I know about the cobwebs in Jalen's head. I mean, it could still be there a little bit. It could be a little bit rusty. We know he starts out slow, and we'll see what happens when that. But now we got Jake. We got Brown's hurt a little bit, dinged up. So we got some guys that are dinged up too. But that's not my concern. The reason I'm going in this with some caution is I'm basing it on you's thought process. How many guys, hey Joe, I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
How many teams do we play with a 14 or 15 win season this year?
Well, I mean, they didn't play the Vikings. They didn't play the Lions. And they didn't play the Chiefs. So that has to be zero, right? Those are the only other teams that won 14 plus, like the Eagles.
Okay. So when I look at Green Bay, they lost five. You know, we keep saying they lost five to the top teams.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the scores. They pounded with these guys. So they've been battle tested. My concern is if we
so
don't
Joe,
go in...
before you go on, I think there's a little bit of it's a little bit deceiving for a couple of those. They were down to Minnesota in both of those games by two or three scores, and then they came back, and it was like cosmetic at the end, like, oh, they only lost by two. Well, they were down three scores at halftime. Like they were, it was almost like they came back and made it look better than it really was for some of those games.
And I agree with you. When you look at some of our games, like six or seven of them, we inched. At the end of the games, we came back at the end of the games and won too. I think we parallel with this team really closely. Joe, and all I'm saying is I don't know if it'll be a blowout. I think it's going to start off slow. The first half will be slow. And then I think the second half, both teams will start triggering it in. we're going to win. I have them to win. But I do think it's going to be a cautious game all the way until the end.
I got you. And look, you could be right, Joe, and we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, I think you should be ashamed of yourself today.
Why?
On a football Friday, trying to get people to talk with their heads and think with their heads.
I mean, you know, listen.
This is a playoff game. Here. We don't use our brains.
Funny. You know what's funny? I mean, I love Philadelphia, and I love the passion, but yeah. I can't help it. I'm still hardwired as a football player. Even though I am an analyst.
Well, the hardwiring is gone. It's so gone.
I analyze stuff.
Okay, so I keep hearing about the slow starts and Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
I understand he hasn't played. And obviously it's a thing, right? He hasn't played in weeks. We pointed out only five quarterbacks since 1990 have played this little down the stretch of a season, started their team's first playoff game. Only Donovan of those five played well. I get all that. He doesn't play well in the first quarter anyway. Is it going to be that much different than normal?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Right, but the Eagles,
we went from...
It's not like we usually get off to hot starts and, Jalen's, you know, he hasn't practiced. I'm baking in a slow start. I just, like, if the Packers were coming in here humming, I'd be like, uh-oh.
We got a problem.
Slow start, they jump on the Eagles, and then we got to play catch-up.
No.
They're not jumping on anyone. Their top deep threat is out. Their quarterback's shaking his hand out. I don't even know if he can grip the football on Sunday. And their head coach, like I said earlier, is a doofus in games.
The doofus for me. It's the doofus.
I'm not worried about them. I think you're right that it could be a slow start. But that, to me, means 0-0 or 3-0, not 10-0 Packers.
Yeah, but that also – but it's also a game where you look at Jalen, and I would say because of the month off, Jalen's going to be closer to the quarterback that they saw at the beginning of the season as opposed to the quarterback – that we saw in the Commanders game.
Wait, turnover worthy plays?
He has
four of them.
He has. Now you want to pay attention to what I'm saying? Listen.
Now I'm listening to the analysis.
Now you want to listen? No, because he hasn't played in a month. Like, think about that for a minute. Jalen hasn't played in a month, so Jalen technically could be closer to the Jalen that played in Brazil than Jalen that played against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sound the alarms, Douglas, over here.
A beacon of joy today.
No, I'm just being honest.
What color the Eagles wear?
With all that being said, the Eagles could still win this game. But I'm just telling you that there could be some sputtering that goes into this. So if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'm kind of banking on that. I'm banking on his slow start. And I'm banking on the fact that my quarterback has a banged-up elbow and I have a really good running back. I'm going to try to get him going. I'm going to try to get him going enough so that he's enough of a threat so that you have to commit somebody to the box. You got to commit somebody to the front.
This is the analyst I'm supposed to take seriously.
You got to commit somebody to the front. That's going to help stop the run.
I get
and now you.
You
try to dink and dunk down the field and keep the game close.
And commit to the box.
Commit to the box.
See, this is why I'm the analyst you have to listen to. This is a lock on Sunday.
You know what? If I wasn't working with Tutu Clowns all day, I would be locked in.
You're the one that's out.
Pass the buck.